With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The 27th Street Bridge in Glenwood reopened last week, but the replacement project is taking a bit longer than expected because of weather and missed deadlines from the construction company. Terry Parch is the city's engineer. She says the contracting company they hired, Ralph L. Wadsworth, didn't meet the December 5th deadline for completing the bridge, so now the city is negotiating a new deadline for them.
Our revised finish date will remain December 5th until all of the negotiations take place and those days are officially added.
More repairs will continue until at least January, with final touches in the summer. With the holidays upon us, winter crowds are descending on the valley by the thousands. Alex Hager reports almost 80% of rooms in Aspen are booked up between Christmas and New Year's.
Aspen Chamber lodging data from the end of November shows 70% of rooms already booked for Christmas Day, with a peak of 79% booked on December 28th. Those numbers are about 5% lower than the same time last year. Eliza Voss is the Chamber's marketing director, and she says those numbers could still tick up. A late Thanksgiving made for a short booking window and recent snowfall may entice travelers. She added that Christmas falling on a Wednesday means more people are likely to travel on the Saturday after the holiday. That would make the peak occupancy window in Aspen fall between December 28th and January 4th. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
A new golden eagle has taken up residence at the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies at Hallam Lake. The eagle was found with a broken wing in southern Colorado last year. During its time at a rehabilitation center in Del Norte, officials say that the bird had an unusually calm demeanor, inspiring them to reach out to ACES. The organization's previous golden eagle passed away earlier this year. It had lived at Hallam Lake since 1982. ACES staff met the eagle in August, then applied to have it transferred to ACES as an educational raptor. The eagle is currently on display in its enclosure at Hallam Lake. Beginning in January, ACES raptor handlers will begin a training program with the new eagle. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.